Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 185, Top Tips for Blogging for Legal Nurse Consultants. Have you ever noticed how certain types of blog posts stop you in your tracks? It's behind the ways in which posts engage you. I didn't need that little sound in the beginning. Thank you very much, Mr. Computer. LNP 185, Top Tips for Blogging by Legal Nurse Consultants. Have you ever noticed how certain types of blog posts stop you in your tracks and draw you in? Here are some of the secrets about the ways in which posts engage you. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, one of the two weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. Here are the top nine types of blog posts. Number one, the post uses top tips. We love to read condensed, to-the-point material that presents useful information. The author has done the work for us by sharing the best of the best. Number two, the post tells a story. We've been conditioned since we were children to settle down to hear a story. Stories engage, entertain, and teach us. Number three, the posts express an opinion. The author shares heartfelt messages, outrage, or wonderment. The author goes out on a limb to stir up some controversy. Fourth point, the post uses humor. We enjoy laughing, dry humor, ironic humor, and other types of methods of lightening up our day. Number five, the post shares lessons learned. Isn't it more helpful to learn from someone else's mistakes than to make them ourselves? Wouldn't you like to avoid the embarrassing mistakes that somebody shares in a blog post? Number six, the post provides a case study. It dissects what happened that resulted in a great success or a colossal failure. The story aspect combined with lessons learned is memorable. Seven, the post reviews a book, a product, or a service. Rather than invest our money and time, we appreciate a review written by somebody we trust. That helps us determine if we want to make the purchase. Number eight, the post tells us how to do something. You're searching for a solution, the post gives it to you. You learn details that might have otherwise tripped you up. Number nine, the post distills the wisdom of an expert. The post shares the insights of top people in your field, people you admire. You learn more about their unique perspective and useful information that you can apply. What is the ideal blog post length? Are you confused about the length? A lot of LNCs ask me how many words they should strive for. Who needs to see your blog post? You're writing for humans and spiders. It is really only worth blogging if both the bods, which are the human readers, and the bots, which are the spiders, like what they're seeing. Ensuring bods read and bots index your posts means that readers will return and the bots will index and rank your site higher on search engine results. That's your goal, to rank high enough so that an attorney looking for someone with your expertise will find you. One decision all bloggers need to make, and many struggle with, is how long their blog post should be, as I asked the question earlier. This really depends on the author, your blog style, your topic, and your audience. There are many different approaches, but it's about discovering the one that works best for you. These are a few basic guidelines. It's common consensus that the big G for Google and other search engine algorithms reward posts that are at least 500 to 700 words. They get higher ranking. However, you can always write shorter content to link to social media posts, such as responding to a simple question posed to your audience or culled from an email in your inbox. Longer content performs better in today's internet landscape, and there's really no upper limit from a search engine perspective on how long a blog post can be. However, there may be upper limits imposed by how much time it takes you to write a blog post. You want to put together quality material. Blogging must be balanced with other aspects of your life and business. Let's say you're shooting for a longer post. There are several ways to maximize the impact and improve the readability of longer posts. Break up text with links and images and use headers to divide the content into chunks. You know how you use headers in reports to create sections? Do the same thing with a blog post. Remember, there are two factors to consider to determine your ideal post length. Number one, how much you're willing or able to write. Number two, what your target audience prefers. Let's go back to how much you're willing or able to write. If you don't have a lot of experience writing, you may find it challenging or difficult to plan and write long content. However, you can create long content by connecting a few related pieces of short content together. And number two, what your audience prefers. The best and fastest way to discover this is to write content at different lengths, then see which posts perform best. Even though long content generally performs better with search engines, you also want your readers to consume your content fully and have them engage with it. Once you start publishing, pay attention to which blog posts get the most engagement, and this will give you a specific guideline suited to your audience. Your ideal blog post length may vary with the topic and the amount of time you have to write. It's fun to vary it. Has this discussion raised questions in your mind about the best way to blog? I have a free resource for you. Deborah Lloyd and I presented a webinar called Get More Business with Blogging. This is Pat Iyer. This is a free webinar that's an introduction or overview to the full course that Deborah and I put on called Blog Like a Pro, From Post to Profit. Deborah and I taught this specifically for legal nurse consultants. In the free webinar and the full course, my focus is on what I know and love, so I'll be teaching you about what blogging can do for your business. I brought in my own webmaster, Deborah Lloyd, to teach you how to tame your tech so you can learn how to quickly create blog posts specifically designed to drive high-quality traffic. This turns your website into a lead-generating machine. You'll learn critical and valuable tips just by joining us on the free webinar. You can get this program at this link, http://lnc.tips/blogging4biz. And let me spell that out for you. It's blogging and then the number 4 and then B-I-Z. That full link is http://lnc.tips/blogging4biz. Complete the registration form to claim your seat for the replay. Now let's return to the program. How do you meet blogging deadlines? Once you commit to starting a blog, you should work out systems for meeting your deadlines. Few things look more neglected in the online world than a blog that has not been updated for years. Consistency is essential when you're running a top-notch blog. There are many ways to successfully manage your blogging schedule. Every writer is different, and each of us has his or her own flow. WordPress enables you to write a post today and schedule it to be published a specific time, a week from now, a month from now. You can schedule it for a specific day and at a specific time. Here is a four-step process that's worked well for me and my clients, based on the best practice of goal setting to help keep you on track. Set goals and work backwards. So let's look at this a little bit. In order to create your blogging deadlines, first, you need to create a publishing schedule. How often and when will you publish your blogs? A very general guideline is to shoot to publish at least one post weekly. If you can keep up with that schedule, you can choose to publish bi-weekly as well. Once you start writing regularly, review your metrics to see what posting schedule works best, but for now, choose a schedule that works for you and that you can commit to. Number two, set specific dates for specific posts. Do a brain dump for all the possible topics you can think of to blog about. This is your idea list. If you already have an idea list, assign a specific date to each subject or idea. This is a provisional schedule, so you can switch posts to different dates once you start to see a pattern, a logical or relational flow in the content ideas. For right now, it's good to have a blogging deadline so that you can commit to it and work with it. Number three, identify the steps. These are the steps necessary to create a single piece of content. You may be able to sit down and dash off excellent blog posts on the day they're to be published, but it's highly probable you'd be missing out on maximizing your effort. On the other hand, you may decide to write all your posts at once on one writing day or afternoon to make keeping your blogging deadlines easier. The examples of the preparation steps might be planning and research, outline, rough draft, editing, publishing, and promoting. You may find it's best to plan and outline one day, write the next, and edit and post on the third day. Decide what works best for you, and if you're not sure, use the list above and see how it goes. You can always add or adjust your steps later. Number four, schedule or time block the steps on your calendar. This is really important. When you assign a specific date and time to complete each step, you'll use your calendar's duplicate or repeat function to set aside the time so it becomes a habit. Work backwards from the publishing day and set aside time for each step on your calendar. For example, if you have just the three steps of planning, writing, and editing, and you want to produce your post that is going to be published on Friday, you would start on Wednesday to create the outline. On Thursday, you would write it. On Friday, you would edit it and publish it. With each step entered consistently on your calendar, you'll have a good blogging schedule and you'll never feel rushed. There's plenty of time to give each step the attention it deserves. This helps to ensure that you're consistently publishing quality content within your blogging deadlines. Be sure to watch our free training, Get More Business with Blogging, at the link http://lnc.tips/blogging4biz. And that's BLOGGING, the number 4, BIZ. http://lnc.tips/blogging4biz. You'll get more insight into the value of how to share that content with your audience. Thanks so much for spending the time with me and listening, and I look forward to having you on our next show. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, LNCEU.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at LNCEU.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.